Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Mishlei Perek Tes, the ninth chapter in the book of Mishlei. This is a phenomenal perek. The title of it is The House of Wisdom. It is very coherent. It is very much a self-contained unit. It is actually the end of the first or the third of Mishlei. As we know that Mishlei is divided generally into three separate sections. The first nine prokem form one unit. This is the end of this unit. So this is about the house of wisdom. It is 18 psukim long, and we can divide this parak into three basic sections. There's different ways of dividing it based on the paragraphing as well. But generally speaking, first six psukim describe Chochmah inviting people to her house. She is personified as a woman, and Chochmah builds this beautiful house with seven pillars. Chotzva amudea shiva. She prepares the meat. She prepares the wine, she sets the table, and then she sends her maidens out to the heights of the city, and she calls, mi peser yosur heina, whoever's foolish, whoever lacks knowledge, come here. Whoever is missing, chasar lev, omrloi lechu lachmu belachmi, come eat my bread, ushsu beyayin mosachti, come and enjoy my wine, leave your foolishness behind, and enjoy the way of knowledge. That's what she says, that's her message. But then, the next few psukim from Zion to Yud Beis talk about those who are not willing to listen to their invitation. They don't get the idea that they can find wisdom. And why? Because Yosar leitz lokech, loy kolon v'okolon, u'moychiach l'rosh ha'mumoy. You rebuke a scoffer, it just brings about anger. He gets angry with the rebuker. He thinks he takes it defensively. They're not willing to look introspectively. Al toychach l'leitz pen yisno echo. Don't give rebuke to the scoffer, because they're going to hate you. Hoicheach l'chachom v'yoveko. But the one who is a wise person, they will love you. If you say, you know, I noticed you weren't doing everything 100%, they'll love you because they want to improve. A person's not looking to improve. They'll see it as an insult, and they'll insult back. And therefore she says, the Chochmah says, Tein l'chachom v'yoyechkam oed, give to the wise person. They'll add on to the wisdom, and they will always appreciate it. Because wisdom starts with Yiras Hashem. It starts with the fear of heaven. If that's the starting point, then yes. Ki v'yirbu yamecha, through me, through wisdom, your days will be lengthened. V'yosifu l'choshno eschaim, and you'll have many days of life. If you want this, but if you're a late, if you're a scoffer, then you know what? You're going to bear this by yourself. That's the second section. And finally, the third section is about foolishness, also personified as a woman, who now invites in her own guests. Aishes Ksilus Homia, the stupid woman, sets up her house and she sits at the entrance of the town and she comes and invites everybody in. She calls the Ovre Derech, Hamiyashimoich, or someone trying to find the straight road. She says, Mi Pesi Yasur, she has the same invitation. Whoever's foolish, join me in my house. V'omraloi. She says to people, Maim Gnuvim Yuntaku, stolen waters are so sweet. V'lechem Sasarim Yunayim, enjoy the breads that are hidden. V'lo yada, and people won't know as they enter her house, Ki Rafa'im Shama Be'imke Sha'ol Kra'eha, that there's shade found in her house. It is the way to the grave. We have two women, the Chochmah, the wisdom, the woman representing the metaphor of the wise, and the woman who's the metaphor of, just to differentiate, which is called kisilus, which is stupidity as opposed to foolishness. We'll see what the word pesi and kisilus, how they differ from each other. And both of them are inviting in the same audience. What is going on here? How do we understand this perek? Let's take image by image. What is the house of Chochmah that we're talking about over here? What is the house of wisdom that people are being invited to? The Ralbag says it is a sum total of human experience. The seven amudim, the seven pillars which support this house, are the statement in Chazal of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakom, seven times will a tzadik fall and arise. Meaning, if you want to enter wisdom, you have to go through human experience. There's no way to read a textbook, to watch a YouTube channel, to be able to think that you know something without failing at it, without trying hard. Wisdom is the experience of life, and wisdom invites you in. Come join me. Because as much as we wish we could just read up about these things and be book smart, we actually have to be street smart. We have to be able to learn how it implements itself in life. That's what we're being invited to. That's level number one. Level number two, the Malbim, Rashi, many of them, Farshim, take it, that this is referring to the previous perek in the sense that we understood that Chochma, wisdom, Torah wisdom, predates the world itself. It is the blueprint of creation. And therefore, the Amudei Shiva, the seven pillars of creation which are built upon Chochma, are in fact the 7 days of creation, which were the building blocks of all creation. And what's being said over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom is to be found in nature, it's to be found in the world around us. Are we willing to listen to the invitation? Are we willing to notice the Chachma embedded in our life around us, or we just carry on with cruise control? There is a third and fascinating biographical detail over here, where the Chida points out, he quotes the Rav Manos HaLevi on the Al-Sheikh on the Haggadah, on the Megillas Esther, where he describes how Esther inebriated Haman. Not only did she get Achashverosh drunk, but she even got Haman drunk, which is why he was not able to sufficiently defend himself upon the accusation when she accused him. Ish tsar v'oyev Haman. And therefore, this is perhaps talking about the woman who is wise, which is Esther, who built the house, who was able to prepare the wine and the meat and the shulchan for her festivity to be able to save the Jewish people. Fascinating biographical note. This seems to be an aside. Let's move a little further on. What is the meat and the wine? All the Mepharshim understand this is a satiating wisdom. That is the message, that is the metaphor here. In fact, that's why in one of the famous psukim in this perek, which is to be found in Pasuk, Hey, lechu lachmu belachmi, eat my bread. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Zayin Amud Aleph says that Rabbi Yochanan says that whoever, he says, Talmid Chacham le'olam tov lo. If a person is a Talmid Chacham and he sees wine in his dream, he will always have a good, it's a good sign, because lechu lachmu belachmi, our Pasuk, shulsu yayin b'mosachti. That to a Talmid Chacham, the image of food is the image of wisdom. And that's what's being expressed over here. Let's move a little further. How do we understand the maidens? Chochma makes this house, this beautiful house. She sets the table. She prepares the food. She has the wine. She sends out her maidens. Who are the maidens? The Malbim says, Chochma, wisdom, Torah wisdom, doesn't go and acquaint itself with people. People need to actually choose to enter the house. But she sends her messengers. The messengers are the prophets. The messengers are the sages. The messengers are those people who are able to connect the timeless wisdom with the very contemporary times, the people who herald the message of the Torah. And they cajole and they encourage and they try to get people to do the right thing. But ultimately, it is not a sparring match between the person and the prophet or the sage. It is the relationship of that person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is at stake. And this person is the coach to help them to try to get to the better relationship. Accept the invitation. Do something with your life. Don't just sit there. Don't just go down the river with the current. That's what the messengers of every generation say and beg the people, accept the invitation of wisdom. And now we move on to the next step. The woman of foolery, of stupidity, as is described. The woman of kesilus. The Malbim points out that this is not to be confused with the other word, pesi. Pesi is a fool. Kesilus is stupidity. And let's understand what that means. That means to say that there are essentially three characters in this perek. There's the Isha Chachama, there's the wise woman. And then that she's the protagonist. The antagonist of this perek is the Ishes Kesilus, the woman of stupidity. This does not mean a person who is intellectually behind. This person could be a very wise person. But this person has decided for the sake of ta'ava, for the sake of self-indulgence, that they're not interested in the restraints and regulations, the normative behavior, the ritual practice, the attending of communal functions, being involved in shul, that come with living the life of the Isha Chachama. They prefer to live a life of self-indulgence, of self-centeredness. This person is a very wise person, but they've chosen a different path of life. And the third entity in this perek is the Pesi. The Pesi is the person who really doesn't know better, person who's never had the opportunity of education. And it's interesting that they are the audience of both invitations. The invitation of the Isha Chachama, which is based on Yiras Hashem, and the Eshes Ksilus, who both invite the same poor, harmless Pesi, who knows no better, into their houses. And the Pesi sometimes has to make choices. The proletariat has to decide whether they're going to accept the invitation of wisdom or the invitation of indulgence. And they lead to very different ends. In fact, if you notice the actual architecture of the house of this Isha Eshes Ksilus, the second house, you'll notice that there's very little architectural detail given. We don't hear any of the foundations, the seven foundations that we heard in the first house. We don't hear so much about what's inside of it. We don't hear about meat, wine, laid tables. All we hear is that the woman at the entrance is inviting people in, because that's exactly the veneer. That's exactly the way it works. It all looks good from the outside, but there's nothing on the inside. It's empty when you enter the house of the Eshes Ksilus. It looks good from the outside. There's no content. Whereas the opposite is true when it comes to wisdom. The more you see, the more you appreciate. Let's look at some of the famous psukim in this parak. Very famous pasuk is pasuk Ches. Al toichach leitz pen yisno eko, hoicheach lechochom ve'alveko. Don't rebuke the person who's a scoffer because they'll hate you. Give a rebuke to a person who's wise and they will love you. Generally understood this means to say we're talking about two different people. Don't bother speaking to the late. They're not going to listen to you. However, the Al-Sheikh says no, it actually refers to the same person. It refers to the way you give rebuke to a person. You turn to someone and you say, you idiot, you scoffer, you silly person, how could you be doing that? Then they're going to hate you. You turn to a person and you said, you Ben Torah, you Bas Aliyah, you tremendous neshama. How could a person like you be doing something like that? V'yaveka. Talk to the person as a wise person, they'll listen to you, they'll love you. Talk to the person as a fool, as a scoffer, they'll hate you. It's the same person. There was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, whose name was Rav Shakovitsky. He used to live in South Africa. A good family friend of mine, Michael Karp, once told me the story that when Rav Shakovitsky was once leaving Shachris some morning, he passed by a fellow, who was a Jewish fellow, traditional guy, who was jogging in the morning. Clearly had not been to shul that morning. Rav Shakovitsky stopped the car, and he rolled down the window, and he turned, looked out at him, and he said, you know, he says, I've got to tell you something. You know, I've got to be doing a lot more of what you're doing, but you've got to be doing a lot more of what I'm doing. I've got to do a little bit more jogging, but you've got to do a little more davening. That's the way to give musar. When you value the other person, you're not putting them down. That's what's being talked about in this pasuk. Another couple of very important pasukim. Yud Aleph, ki yivi yirbu yomecho v'yosifu lecho shnos chayim. Through wisdom, you'll have longevity. This is said in the Hadran, when we finish a Masechta. Through wisdom, we'll find longevity. This is a theme we've talked about in previous prakim. And finally, the last pasuk we're going to focus on today is pasuk Yud Zayin, very dangerous pasuk. This is the saying of the Eshes Ksilus. This is the saying of the woman who is the false invitation to the house which is unstable. It says, Maim genuvim yimtaku. The stolen waters are in fact very sweet. The Gemara in Nedarim, the very end of Nedarim. If you ever hear a Siyum in Nedarim, it's a very uncomfortable sugya to listen to it on Tzadi Aleph on the base at the end. The Gemara describes the following case, very terrifying and terrible case. There's a story about a couple who are in the midst of adultery. There's a strange man in the house, and the husband walks in. So the adulterer, the man, hides behind the door, and the woman's there. In the meantime, he goes and he sits down at the table, unbeknownst to him that there's another strange man in his house, and he's about to eat. There's a food on the table, there's cress on the table, and in the meantime, it looks like a normal food, but the adulterer, the man, who's been in this man's house, notices that a snake has bitten from this before, which means that it's actually venomous, and if the husband should eat this, then the husband would die. So from behind the door, he calls out, he says, it's poison, don't eat it. Obviously, then this became obvious that there was something wrong going on. And the case came before Rava. Rava was the leader of this particular town. And they asked Rava, what's the halacha? Because unfortunately, in the case of adultery, if adultery happens, then there's a halacha which is osra lebalo, osra leboilo lebalo, that a woman is not able to have a relationship with both her husband and the adulterer. And the question was, did adultery actually happen? Was there a consummated act in this case? Rava says, well, by the fact that this adulterer called out and saved the husband, it was clear that there was no adultery which had taken place yet, because otherwise he would have just let the man die and then he would have been able to marry this woman. But Rava, the Gemara says, Peshitta, of course, that's obvious. Of course, that's true. Why would Rava need to tell, what's the Chiddush of telling us this? The Gemara says, no, because you may have thought the following. You may think that the adulterer really had adultery, and he really wanted to continue the relationship of adultery. And the reason he called out to save the husband is because he enjoyed the husband being alive. He enjoyed the fact that this was a married woman. He enjoyed the fact that this was an illegitimate relationship, and he preferred having the husband around for the act of adultery rather than the husband being dead. Kamash Malan, nonetheless, says Robert, they would tell you that this Hava Amina, this thought process is incorrect. Why? Because of the pasuk, which is from Mishle, which is Maim Genuvim Yimtaku. There's a deep psychological understanding over here. And that is something worthwhile thinking about. For any person, for every indulgence, whatever it is that they want in life, a lot of times the reason we want it so much is because it's outside of ourselves. Once it becomes inside us, once we have access to it, it becomes less exciting. You know, there's a restaurant which you never go to. It's so special. Imagine going there every night for supper. Never becomes, never, you're never interested again. Sometimes we need to realize that things are only special because they're outside of ourselves. And that is why it's never satiating, because as soon as we incorporate it, it's no longer good, which is why all the advertising is incorrect. Advertising says, you lack happiness, get this product and you'll be happy. Once you get the product, you need the next product. It never creates happiness. This is Mayim Genuvim Yim Taku. It's a deep psychological understanding in the human condition. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.